Okay, the voice side today's daf is daf Pei Tes, and we're holding 7-8 lines from the bottom of the Amud where it says Tzricha Get Mizeu Mizeh Pei Ches Amud Beis. About 7-8 lines from the bottom. Now the Gemara is going back to our Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, and you'll remember we had an exciting Mishnah. Well, it's a very tragic Mishnah. We had a lady that the husband went Lamdina Sayom, and then an Eid Echad came and said, you know what happened, Rachman Litzlon, your husband passed away. Ay, vavai. Okay. After the Shiva, after the Shloishim, after 3 months, they had all the shitzes before. Anyway, bottom line is, she gets remarried. Oh, Baruch Hashem. And then guess what happens? Shortly thereafter, Kim Dachaydim, and they say, unfortunately for you, fortunately for the husband, Baruch Hashem, is alive and kicking, and now he comes on the scene, and ayayay, vusatuzan. So the Mishnah said, Teitze mizeh umizeh, Utzrich get mizeh umizeh, ve'ein lo leksuba, v'loi peiris, v'loi mizoinis, v'loi baluas, v'loi mizeh, v'loi mizeh. We throw the books at her.
The baluas is the worst thing.
The baluas is the worst. She has gunish mit gunish. Now what's the reason why? So remember we learned the Gemara yesterday. Me'ika the dina, she shouldn't be able to get married without two eidim. Al pishnayim eidim yukum duva. Especially when it comes to vishu erva. And vishu erva puchas mishnayim. But the Rabban had tremendous rachmonis on Nebuch and Isha Aguna, because we have one aid that says the husband died. I have no other proof, no other evidence. Vos medotan, chas shalom, she'll remain an Aguna for the rest of her life. So the Chum told her, Hetzi Yidna, if you want to get remarried, you can. But it's on your dime. Meaning, you better make the best due diligence possible. So it's a chnuch fregin, hire the FBI, mit the CIA, mit the KGB, mit the Mossad, mit Interpol, mit Allah, whoever you can think of.
Mafia or
Mafia, mit private detectives to make sure that he's taka buried and he's dead. Because if it turns out that he's still alive, oy oy oy, then teitze mizeh umizeh, we ain't get mizeh umizeh, mamzeirim zeh umizeh, you won't get a ksuba nishka mazoinis, etc., etc., etc. Like we learned yesterday in the Gemara. So one of the knosses that we had is that she cannot go back to her original husband, she cannot stay with her new husband, and she has to have a gittin from both of them. She has to get a get from both. Now let's think about this for a moment. That she has to get a get from the first one is very simple, because she is legitimately, legally married to the first one. If we are not going to allow her to return to the first one, what is she going to do? Obviously she has to get married to somebody, so she needs a get from that first husband. But what does she need a get from the second husband for? She was never married to the second husband. You think she was married? She wasn't, because she was an Aishas Ish. It's Bar Lamafreya that she was a married woman. A married woman can't marry somebody else without a get. So, Bazoi, why do we require a get from the second husband? That's Sigmar's Kashu. Joktima. Bishloime Merishoin Tiboy get. I understand perfectly why she needs a get from the first husband, because she's married to him, and we want to now sever that marriage by saying Taitse Mizemize. So she needs a get. Even though when she got married it was with the best of intentions, but Lamaisa Lamafreya, it turns out that this was just Nus, because she was an Aisha Sish. I agree with Boinus. We're not saying Znus with a capital Zion was all a game patch, but Lamaisa, it was not a kosher chasana. And that being the case, she doesn't need a get. Omravuna, gzeira shemayoimru girish ze, vinosa ze, vinimtis aishis ish, yoitze beloi get. Because of a gzeira. What's the gzeira? Most people out there don't know all the facts and circumstances. All they know is the bottom line, that originally this lady was married to Mr. Smith. And then after that they saw, a year or 2 years later, husband is not around, she's now married to Mr. Jones. And then we go and see, subsequently, guess what? She cannot be living with either one. She now married Mr. Rosenberg. So she left the first two. But people are going to say, oh, I heard that she got a get from the first one. She must have gotten a get from the first one. How did she marry the second one? After all, if she was married first to Smith, how did she get married to Jones? Muzdach Zayin, that she had a get. But I just heard something very interesting. She just left Jones and she married Rosenberg and she didn't have a get. Can you imagine without a get? How can that be? So, of course, we know that the chasana to Jones was not a kosher chasana. But many people out there don't know all the facts and the details. They just know the bottom line. She was originally married to Smith, and then she got married to Jones. So, presumably, there must have been a get. She couldn't get married to an Erlich HaYidna. She's a religious lady. She wouldn't have gotten remarried. So, she must have had a get. And now she left Jones, and she married Rosenberg without a get.
You know what I mean?
So, what's going on over there? Shemi Yoim, people will say, Girzeh. First, the first husband, Smith, gave her a get. Venosin Zen, that's how she was able to marry Jones. And now, she went and married a third guy. Venimtis Aishis Ish, Yoitzibalai get. People say, Chulil Vachas, this lady got remarried without a get. And they don't know that the reason is because it was Nusba Alma. They think it was a kosher chasana.
No, they'll think, that's what I learned.
Yes, Liz?
They'll think that you don't need a get. If you marry a second time, you don't need a get.
Okay, fine, I'm asking more, whichever way you learn. But the Masad Exeter is that
they'll
people
come
make,
out, they'll do a get. They'll make, invite her.
Exactly, they'll make a big mistake at what went on over here. So, okay, so that's why we're matzrich a get, that people shouldn't make such a false accusation. They shouldn't have such a crazy idea in their minds. You have to have a get. Okay, for Steich. Iochi Sefer. Let's go now to the Sefer. Now, Sefer doesn't mean the Mishnah that we already learned, but this is a Mishnah we're going to learn in Yet Shem in another couple of days on Tzaf Tzadik Beit. Vushte dot in the Mishnah. Iochi Sefer diktuni. Omrilo meizbalech viniskacho. It's the same case as our Mishnah with one small modification. That is, our Mishnah, they told her husband died, and the nisis, she had nisuin to a second individual. And then the aide came and said that your husband is still around and he's still alive and kicking. Aha. Here, however, it's talking about that there was only erisin, only kiddushin, no nisuin yet. They didn't live together. Aha. So Omer lo meizbal, chviniskachin, she had kiddushin.
So it's also an eidechot, even though it says Omer.
Yeah, it's all the same. Same case, same fact pattern. The only difference is nisuin, and here's kiddushin. It's Omer lo meizbal, they said that her husband died. Chviniskachin, therefore she had erisin. V'yachkach bubala, and now her original husband came back, and it is dah. Then she is allowed to return to her first, not like our mission that says Taitzim Mizeh Mizeh, she cannot go back to the first husband. Here she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Why is there a difference between the first case and the second case? The Gemara is going to say a little bit later, because in the case of our Mishnah, she was Oiveh and Avaira. What was the Oiveh and Avaira? She lived with a second person and she was an Aishas Ish. Unintentionally, ba'oynis, b'shoyi, maski, of the maski, she lived with somebody else. Here, she just accepted a ringle. She'll give back the ringle. So, nishke gefer lechazach. She did erisin, and the only problem would be that never they spent so much money on the photographer and the musician. But besides that, she didn't do any aveira. So, therefore, mitzvah lachzaloi, she's allowed to go back to the original husband. So far, so good. Now, that Mishnah is silent, and therefore it appears she goes back to the original husband without getting a get from the second husband. It's Freit Gemara. She went back to the original husband without a get from the second husband. Hasan Nami Neima. Go and say the exact same Gzeira. That Girizeh, the first guy, Smith, gave her a get. V'Girizeh, and now the second guy, Jones, married her. And guess what? And now I find that she went back to the original husband, back to Smith, and it was without the benefit of a get. Can you imagine a woman that was married goes out without a get? Of course, they didn't realize that she was never really married to Jones, because Smith is still alive. And they didn't think about that. They thought that Smith gave her a get, and that's why she married Jones. And now she left Jones and went back to Smith without a get. People will think. The same Zeta Mamish like the previous Mishnah. Yeah.
Why are we not worried that people are going to mistakenly think that you're allowed to go back to your original husband
after you were married a second time? So Uri asks a beautiful question. Uri says, if we're going to be misakin in that Shpeita Dika Mishnah, that you have to go and give a get, what's going to happen is, remember, Smith originally married her, and people think he gave her a get, and then Jones married her, and he gives her a get, and now she goes back to the original Smith. Freitach Uri, don't we have a problem of machzik rishusai mishinissis, that she married somebody else? La yichol bala rishon lushiv lakasa lios laloi liisha achrei asher hutamo. Is that your kasha? And the answer is, oh, so is that enough?
No.
Oh, so what you're saying, what Uri saying is, l'chayre, even by kiddushin, this applies. In other words, even though there was only Edison, there's this din of machzik grusha. So the pinchas, nah, it doesn't apply. It only applies if it was nisuin and not kiddushin. Both of them happen to be right, because we'll see in the Gemara, it's a machloikish. So Baruch Hashem, Rabbeisai, so then I have ach v'shulim v'arayis, no machloikis, but it's no machloikis in the Gemara, as we'll see in a moment. But everybody understands the kasha. Husanami, there again on daf, Tzadik Beis, in the case of Kiddushin, why doesn't the Mishnah say, give a get? Name a Girzeb, a Girzeb, and him to say, Shishishot, below, get! Everything more, the Oilam, buy a get. The truth of the matter is, even though the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Beis doesn't say it, it relies on our Mishnah. Just like our Mishnah says you'll have to have a get from the first and from the second, that Mishnah where she goes back to the first, she'll need a get from the second. But we didn't need to say it because everybody remembers the Mishnah. Oh, you must say, you don't have to repeat everything. Uh-huh. Freiti Mura, now Uri's Kasha. I'll have another Gezeira, which is in the other direction. If that Mishnah Taka requires a get, you know what's going to happen? People are going to say, like Uri asked a moment ago, oh, you see that you are allowed to go and marry your former wife, even if that former wife married somebody else in between. Because after all, Smith is taking her back now for the second time, and in between she was married to the other guy, Jones. Everybody knows, lo yuchabal arishoy. And the tachra pinches, kirab yoisi ben kippur. I mean, let's see the Gemara says, it's your territory. I don't want to disturb your territory. Kirab yoisi ben kippur, it's like kirab yoisi ben kippur said, and like kirab pinches said, al bishnaim aydim yukum dova, the Omar, what did yoisi ben kippur said, min anisuin asura, min anisuin moteres. Oh, our Mishnah going like kirab yoisi ben kippur. Apparently there are chachamim that disagree with Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, and those chachamim are with Uri, and therefore the Mishnah can't shtim like Uri. However, the Mishnah shtims like Rabbi Pinchas, like Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. As was, that you only have to have that the whole Isser of Yicha, Baal HaRishon, Asher Hutama means that there was a Tumah, Tumah Pashat means that they lived together, Azoi B'derech Ishus, there was no Derech Ishus, it was only Edison. So you don't have that problem of taking somebody back, if there was only Edison and not Nisur.
I'm saying is that it's irrelevant to get for the second. Smiles are good to show some regardless.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So the get that she gets is not, has nothing to do with Miles are good to show some.
But
if she doesn't get a get, then she's a shishish. But the Miles are good to show some is taller because he took a woman, Achayetama. And that he did. Whether he gives her a get or he doesn't give her a get.
But every time you have a Yisrul, who was married to an Eishes Yisrael, and then after it's Chas Shalom, she was Nensa, not Berutza, not Bemezid, Nensa, can the husband take her back? Avadi can go and take her back. Because the Torah only says in the case of a Koyan Nensa, he can't take back, but he still can. Here's a case of an Oynes. She was convinced, after all, she hired the CIA, the FBI, the KGB, and she was convinced that her husband is dead. She went
It's not even a Mazik of the Shasi, then, you see.
Exactly. So, Ikr, then she doesn't need a get, like the Imara said before. It's Nuzba Almu. We're only Misakin the get, Shema Yoimru, Shalom Yoimru. But now that we're Misakin, you have to give a get, now I have another Shema Yoimru, Shalom Yoimru. People go and say, oh, he's Mazik of the Shasi. I see she has a get. Look, there's a written get. I gave you a get. And now she went to remarry the original Smith, Emma Turachnish. So she basically said, Kip, it's not a problem. It's only a pan benisuin and not by Edison. Yeah, Rabbi Yosef, he's got the shawl. 1 second. Yeah.
Everybody's worried about what people will think. How will they know whether it was a nisuin or not?
Nowadays, by definition, all Edison and nisuin go back to back. People don't want to have to hire the photographer twice and the musician twice and they're not enough catering hold. However, in the good old days, there was a space between the Edison and Nisuan of approximately a year, and the invitation said you're invited to the Edison. And the next invitation said you're invited to Nisuan, to the Chuppah. So people knew that this was Edison. They didn't do it like today, that it was a package deal. Okay, yeah, what's up there?
In the case of Akoyen, we should annul the marriage because nothing happened. It was... If they get this with the Rabbanon, it's not with the Raisa, she's not a Grusha in Amitosa Shalem, but there's no such a thing as a Grusha in the Rabbanon.
If Rezai is a Git and Baruch Hashem, the Oilam today is Kanai and Ahara really knocking, because that's the next Gimur on the Umar Aleph we're going to address your question.
She's a Grusha. She is definitely a Grusha.
Oh, the Gemara is going to go and say... that the Gabi Akoyin, the Halacha is, even a Reach Haget passes by a kohen. Reach a get means even if it's not a get the oraisa, it's only a get the rabbanon. Once a lady is a grusha, even with a small g or a small gimel, that's enough that she's already psula le kohen. It's the rabbanon, of course. Min a toyer she's not mechuyev in a get,
but
it's called reach a get. And why does she get a get?
The get is the rabbanon.
Don't be nervous, everybody. So we're going to see this in another 2 minutes on the umar aleph imetshem as soon as we get there. Anyway, zutma yetz weiter. Let's go on weiter to the Sefer. Vush state in the Sefer. Again, on Daf Tzadik base, we haven't gotten there yet. That Afal Pi Shenosin Lo Achroin Get, even though Achroin means, of course, the second husband, even though he gave her a get, Lo Yipasl Min HaKahuna. Who? It doesn't pass Min HaKahuna. Michlal Zeitzichos Deloy Baye Get, that she doesn't need a get. The whole Lashon of the Mishnah sounds like that. It says, even if he gave her a get. What do you mean, even if he gave her? Doesn't she have to give a get? No. But the Gemara is being medayik, she does not have to, not she. He, the second husband, does not have to give a get. Not like we said until now. We said until now, ba'ayi get bama, she does need a get. I doesn't say, it's relying on our Mishnah. No. The Mishnah over there says, even if he gave her a get, she's gunish. What do you mean? He doesn't have to give her a get b'chal. According to what you just said, now buy a get. He has to give a get. What do you mean? Even if he gave, he has to give a get. So tomorrow, what's the av bishnos la'achron loy get loy pasam nekuna mechalal loy buy a get zachmashu that you don't need a get. The buy a get amai loy pasam nekuna. If the chacham are requiring a get, then it would pass the menakuna. Zotach tap Rashi, michlad lo ibaye get on the top line, michlad lo ibaye get afilu midrabanan. The ibaye get hakaimlan, the afilu reach haget poisel lakuna. This is exactly the question that Mr. Friedlander was addressing a moment ago, that even if the get is only dirabanan, minatoyri, she doesn't need a get. It's only the chachamim said give a get because of gzeiris. That's enough to be called a reach haget. And that passels le kehuna is a bazoi. So why does it say in the Mishnah, Alpha Pisha, Nosna Afra, get loy pasel min kehuna? You just said now you have to give a get, and does pasel min kehuna. Everything more ala seifa, really and truly, I made a mistake. In the seifa, you don't need to give a get. Not like I said before, you don't need to give a get. You know why? Because seifa amri kedusha toys have it. People that see that she goes out from Jones, the second husband, after Adrison without getting a get, and she goes back to her first husband without a get, they say, I know why she didn't have a get. The whole thing was a mistake. What was a mistake? She thought that Smith had died nebuch. And that's why she remarried. And now she saw that Smith came back on the scene, so obviously the whole thing was a mistake. You don't need a get. It's a fake demora. Why don't you say the same thing in our Mishnah too? That everybody saw that Smith came back, and people, instead of saying, have the second husband give a get, so that people shouldn't think that she's an Ashes Ish, Yoitz B'loi Get, say the same Svara. People will know that the whole thing was a mistake, a boo-boo, an error. So tomorrow you have a katsur rabbanon. In our mission, they made a special knas. Teitz mizel mizeh, a get mizel mizeh. Ve'ein lo leksuva v'loy baloyis v'loy pepeitis v'loy mezoinis v'loy azeh v'loy azeh. It's a knas. Say tomorrow you're safe in nami liknasua. So let's do the same. What's the difference? Manishtana reishim misefa. By uns, we're saying you have to have get. And they say no, you don't need a get. There, everybody knows. Why don't people know over here? Yeah, people know, but we have to do a knas. So make a knas over there. What's the difference? Says Imar, it's very simple. Reisha the Abdi Isura. In our Mishnah, it wasn't just that she made a mistake. She went one step further. She had Nisuan. She lived with the second husband, even though it was well intentioned. We're not Chas Shalom saying that she's a bad person, but Lamaisa, it turned out that it was an Oinis. She lived with someone, and therefore, although it was an Isser, but it was an Isser. It's consumed at Gigi Makras. And of course you have to add what Rashi said yesterday, that the Chum said, you want to rely on one aid, then you better be Daiko Mintzeva, go and do due diligence until you find out. Apparently, or she did, but she didn't do a good enough due diligence.
She missed this aid.
Exactly. And Mizaita, he came back. Anyway, is raised of the surah kansur, safely of the surah lay kansur abanan. In the safe where she didn't do an isser, although she had kedushin, but there's no isser in the kedushin until they live together, and therefore the Chum said, okay, you made a mistake, but Lamaisa, there was no Isser, so you go back to the original husband, and you do not need a get after all. So now in Mishnah, you do need a get, it's all part of the Knas package, but the Mishnah later on, where there was no Isser, you don't have to have a get, and therefore, a big difference between our Mishnah and the other Mishnah.
So when you give a get that, that you're not married, mm-hmm. that's not chal, it's not going to...
And that's why the
Gemara... But it's a reich, a get, is that what you're saying?
Look, what the Gemara quoted, say for Afo P, top of the line, top of Afo P, get, even if he gets, since it's worthless because the Chum were not misakin in the Mishnah Daf Tzadik days to give a get. The reason why they were not misakin because there was no Isur loy kansura bana. So therefore, if he gave her a get, he wants to be a frima and give a get. Loy pasla menakuna, the whole get is a waste of time, a waste of money. Says gunish made gunish. So in our Mishnah, when he gives a get, since that's part of the kanashi kansur chachamim, that's a real get. Dirabanan reich a get would pasal menaki. Who know if he decided to give a get in Daf Tzadik base shkoyach. But Alpha P, even though he gave her a get, Loi Pasas is Gunish Mit Gunish, because it was never a marriage, even though she thought there was an Edison, it was all Kiddushi Toys, it was Gunish. And not only the first husband, if she decides to marry later on a third husband or a fourth husband.
Why is the first husband give a get?
I'm sorry?
Well, the first husband give a get.
The first, what happens if he dies in between before they have a chance to give a get? She's not an almuna, so she can't marry a kohen gudel, but a regular kohen hedged she can. But if you're a mechayiv in our mishnah to go and give a get, then she'll have
she's
a get, she'll be a grusha. Well, that second mishnah, you don't have to have a get, and therefore, if the first husband dies and she has a chasim with a dritta husband, then no problem, she can chasim him. And the Mishnah said, "Ain lok suba." Why not? After all, when they got married, I remember by the Eshta Chasana, so he was the chief rabbi of Kushkin Holosh, right? He was the one that lined the ksiva, and he had an excellent ivra on the kizuk, the ksiva azui shnel, and he did a beautiful job, so she had a ksiva. So how do you, so by the second husband, she doesn't have a ksiva, you understand? Because after all, the second husband is not a real marriage. However, but the first one was a real legitimate bona fide marriage. So I bazoi wustitzachtu. Everything one might have to give a rabban and ksuba. Why kola teira kula is there a din of ksuba? By the way, we haven't started Maseches Ksubas yet, but we'll see in Mechem when we get to Maseches Ksubas, there's a machloikis whether Ksubas d'Horaisa or d'Rabban. Our Gemara is assuming that Ksubas mid-Rabbanon, and the Gemara is Yotach, why were Rabbanon misaking Ksubas in the first place? That a husband shouldn't easily, willy-nilly, give a get to his wife. In other words, the husband comes home after a long day at work. He comes home and he's waiting to have a delicious supper. And the wife burned the soup. Not mela that she burns the chicken or the kegel for shayim. But to burn the soup, can you imagine a liquid? Ah, Rose, I can't take this anymore. And he says, let's call up the soifa, let's call up the bezin, and they want to give a get on the spot. He comes to bezin says, no problem, we can give a get, but it's going to cost you $1 million. $1 million to write a get? Nah, writing the get is $200, that's not a problem. But you have a ksuba of $1 million. Oh, forget it. Forget about it. She shouldn't cook soup. I'll buy soup all the time for meal mart. No problem. Yedinach lesson soup. I won't have this issue anymore. It'll be much cheaper than having to give $1 million. We want to give a disincentive for getting. Ha, in our Mishnah, since it says in the Mishnah, Taitse Mizeo Mizeh, you have to give her a get immediately. Don't stop at go. Don't give $200. Schnell, give a get as soon as possible. If you're going to tell him, oh, but don't forget, you still have to give that $1 million. You know how I'm a serious knife fish, but $1 million. So therefore, Zuk Timura, here we want it to be easy for him to give a get. Well, the Tater Zoktor, the Mishnah Zoktor, give a get. So we want it. Make it as easy as possible. So he still has to go and pay the $200 to go and write the get, but at least he doesn't have to pay any ksuba. Okay, and the Mishnah continues on. Besides the ksuba, in la peiris, for la mezoinis, for la baluis. Why not? So it's more very simply, because tenoi ksuba, ki ksuba dummy. All of these things are written in the ksuba. If you ever listen carefully to when the one who's laying the ksuba is laying it, mezoinaichi, ksusaichi, tretaichi, etc., all those things. So what do those things mean? Mezoinaichi are the mezoinis, ksusaichi means the ksus, which means, of course, the baluis. So all of these things are included in the ksuba. Once you say the ksuba is no longer effective, no longer valid, so there's all the things that were also not valid anymore. Okay, very simple. And then the Mishnah said, not l'mizeh u'mizeh. What happens if she was able to receive her ksuba or mezoinis or peiris? In other words, that the the husband by mistake gave it, or it happens to be that he had a lot of collateral in the safe or whatever, and she decided to collect her ksuba even before the husband giving it to her. State in the Mishnah that she has to return the ksuba to original husband. If the halacha is that she doesn't get a ksuba, of course she has to return it. Since me'ikr de dina, she had a legal ksuba. After all, they called up the chief rabbi of Kushkin Halash to read the ksuba, and it was signed by two kusha edim, so far as she's entitled. The Chacham took it away, Nebuch, because of this Masa Oynes, so I would think this is that what? That the husband doesn't have to give the ksuba anymore. But if she grabbed it, she has it ready in her hand, B'dieved, no, Zol Zihalm. Kamash Lon Zok Mishnah, no, even B'dieved, we take it away from her, she does not get her ksuba.
This is not a Suffolk.
Yeah, yeah.
Where was the Suffolk? It would be one
thing. Yeah, the husband's back. Good. Havlad Mamzer. So now we said in the Mishnah that the Vlad is a Mamzer Mizeh Umizeh. Now that there's a Vlad Mamzer from the second husband is very, very simple, of course. Because since the second Chasana was not a legal Chasana, I mean, we thought it was, but now we see Lamafreya that she was married, and Eishesish cannot marry somebody else without the benefit of either a get or Chasashon, the first husband, passes away, and she married. So if obviously the children from the second husband are zicha mamzei, there's nothing to talk about. This is mederais. But what about the children from the first husband? So Rashi said in the Mishnah, avada the children from the first husband before she married the second husband. You know that's history. Of course they're wonderful. Avadik shen. There's nothing to talk about. But what we're referring to is what happens if she defies Chazal. And she goes back to the original husband. She's not allowed to. Taitzai mizeh umizeh. But what happens if she goes back to that first husband? And they have relations and she has new children. They are mamzeirim midrabona. Not minatoira. She was always married to him. She never became os married to him. So she went back to the first husband. But she's not allowed to. Taitzai. Oh, they are mamzeirim midrabona. Azoi shteit in zera mishnah. Now, we're not going to get back to that for the next 20 minutes. But we're going to go off. If there are big differences in mamzerim, because l'chayra, and you're segueing into what we're going to say in the Amud Beis. But let's jump ahead for a moment. L'chayra, when we say that the child from the first marriage is a mamzer midrabanan, it sounds like a chumrah that the chachamim are putting on this child. This child should be legitimate minatayra. The chachamim say, to make sure that you don't remarry your first husband, they're all going to be mamzerim. So it sounds like a terrible chumrah. On the other hand, it could be a tremendous kula. What's a tremendous kula? What happens if there happens to be a whole school of mamzerim? There's a special shatran in charge of all mamzerim, and he's looking for other mamzerim to make a mutza minas minoy, a match made in heaven. By saying that this child now is a mamzer, we're going to be makel and say that he can go and marry a mamzeret.
We'll join the kal mamzerim. That's one of the
Yeah, exactly.
You say it's one part. One and verbiser.
No, so I'm saying in the havamin of lechoyde kum tachos, not only is it a chumrah for this child, but there'll be a kula too. What's a kula? Normally a person is not allowed to go and marry a mamzer, leave a mamzer, because Hashem, this person will have a kula. He or she will be able to go and marry a mamzer, because now what we're saying is a mamzer, ken zachasen mit noch a mamzer. The Master Gemur is not going to come out that way. The Gemur is going to go and say that he is never kerech mikan ve kerech mikan. Meaning, he has a sufik mamzer, mamzer derabon, not sufik, he's a mamzer derabonon. Since he cannot go and, oh, exactly. He cannot marry a bas Yisrael because he's a mamzer derabon, but he also can't marry a mamzer deraisa while minatoyri is not a mamzer.
He can marry
Giyadis, but. Well, it's not so simple. It depends with your whole kalgatim, ikriko, lo ikriko. According to Rabbi Yomba, lo ikriko, okay, Mr. Friedlander?
He's worse off than a real mamzer.
He's worse off than, that's right. A real mamzer can marry another real mamzer. Since he's only a rabbinic mamzer.
He can't marry anyone.
He can't marry anyone. Question, maybe you could marry another, if you could find another case of another lady that never called to the same ma'asa and she had a child. Maybe the two would be mamish mutzim minis minoy, the same type of derabon and dikka mamzer. But that's, of course, not so much. So, you know, maybe the other one had a boy and he has a boy. Anybody else? Okay, I'm again back. Yeah, New York State. Never Chamunis. Okay. So we're going to get back to all this Mamzeda's business in about 20 minutes. In the meantime, we're going off a little bit on a tangent, but we'll come back, Rabbi Yisai. Don't be nervous. You'll see why we're getting off on a tangent. It's Tanan Hosam. We have a Mishnah in Masechtas Trumos. When you are giving Truma from your Tevel, Ein tormin min hatomei al hatohor. You have a whole field of tvua. You harvested the whole thing. You did miruach, roya pnei abayis. Now we're ready to go and give truma. Unfortunately, 5 or 10 or 20% got tummy. How did it get tummy? A person who was a zav, a person who was a balkeri, it was a nevela, ti asheretz, whatever, touched it, it became tummy. But only a small percentage, 10%, 20%, whatever, became tummy. Dr. Mishnah, when you're giving to the kohen his truma, don't take from the tummy diketvua, take from the tar diketvua. Don't take mina tummy al ha tar. We're going to see, by the way, on the Amud Beis, that minat Torah, it is permissible to give minat Tomei ala Tohar, and it would be effective. But the Rabbanan said, don't do it, because if you give such truma Tomei to a Koyin, it'll be basically unusable, except it'll be able to use it for fuel, to be able to burn, use it for fire during a cold day in the winter, he'll be able to use it to go and cook something, but he won't be able to eat it. It's not Asur B'Hanah, it's only Osir Ba'achila. But the Chum said, don't give min atomei al hator. We'll see much more on the Amud Beis. Okay, this is the halacha, don't do it. The interim, what happens if he did give min atomei al hator? Tzvenzach, it depends whether it was bishoygig or b'maizit. If he did it bishoygig, trumosoy, truma. Listen, he didn't know, he didn't realize. When you look at, unless you happen to be a Yidat Tzadik, achvay sasat meruv, you cannot tell the difference between Truma Tamei or Tevel Tamei and Tevel Tar. They look exactly the same. Only a Bal Rochni can despin, but some as I have
heard.
Exactly. So you can't tell. So therefore Vishoigig, if he gave from the Tamei to the Kohen, and afterwards sort of talk, did you know that you gave Truma? I didn't realize. Holy Lavahas, I never would have done it. Anyway, Vishoigig Truma Sit Truma. What happens if he did amazing? And he knew that it was Tamei and he wanted to get rid of the Tevel Tamei and he gave it to the Kohen by being Mafrish Truma. Zokte Tanik, Zokte Braisa, Zokte Mishnah, Loi Asav, Loi Klum, says Gunish, Med Gunish. Now it sounds like, in other words, it was totally ineffective, and you start all over again from square one. And in fact, that's the day of one Amoira, but we'll see that it's a Machloikis Amoiraim. What does Loi Asav, Loi Klum mean? My Loi Asav, Loi Klum. Omer Abchizda, Loi Asav, Loi Klum, Kol Iker, Tafilahi Griva. Even that griva, griva means a measure. Even that measure, that midah of truma that he was mafresh, who delativle reverts back to its old status as tevel. It's as if he didn't do anything. So the entire truma is worthless. It's not valid. It's not effective. It's as if it's still tevel. What he made a brucha is a brucha levatula when he was mafresh a truma. That when he wanted to give it to the coin is alz gunish mit gunish leyusuf leklem, which is a poshib shat leyusuf leklem. It's nothing. However, it didn't help to go and make the trum or the tevel tor. It didn't make it into chulin. It still remained tevel like it was before. He was mafresh truma min hatame. He shouldn't have. He's a bad guy. Of lemaisa truma, and therefore the leosvele klum means that he has to go and give a truma a second time. The truma that he gave from the tame is a good truma, and he'll have to give it to the kohen, and the kohen will use it tachas tavshila. He'll use it for fuel, but in addition, he has to go be mafresh a brand new truma again from the tevel tor. So I have a machloik is now between Reb Chizda and Reb Nosson Reboishia. Do you have to, according to Reb Chizda, you have to do everything brand new because the first truma was zero at garnish gemacht? Well, according to Reb Nosson Reboishia, what he did. So it's good, it's truma, but he has to do it all over again a second time. Question is, what's the reason for the machloik? Is Reb Chizda, Yomek Reb Nosson Reboishia, says, D.E. Amris. Havi trumo zimnim de pasha v'loi mafrish, says Rav Chizda, very balbatish svara. He says, listen, what are we talking about? We're talking about a guy who's a bad guy. He did it amazing. This was no mistake. He knew that this was tameh, and he knew that this was tar. Three rabbudim came over to him and said, Yankel, ginish fin the tameh. Don't be mafrish fin the tameh. And he did it anyway. Okay, so now what's talucha? According to you, Rav Nosson Reb Oishia, the truma that he made is effective. It's a good truma, he has to give it to the kohen. But besides that, he has to give another truma from the tevel tohar. Why? Because lo'asav le'klum l'sakin es hashirai. Now, if this guy is a bad guy, what he's going to do is he's going to say to himself, I see what the rabbis are doing to me. They want to trick me that I have to give twice. I mean, after all, they said that the first is truma. I can't take it back. It's truma. If it's truma, that means what I did was successful. It was effective. They want me to do it a second time. I don't want to do it a second time. Because I gave enough to the rabbis. They take too much money from me anyway. I don't want to give any more.
He's an avarian also.
Exactly. It's the avarian. It's the chamai zedikah. That's why Rav Chisda says, don't say that the first truma was effective. Say it's nothing. Now we'll have to give. If the chomtak say it's nothing, then I have to start all over again. If I didn't give, I have to give. Therefore, Reb Nosson Raboyishi sounds like a good takana. He has to give twice. So Reb Chizda says, "Achumra bali dekula." He's not going to give it a second time. So tell him nothing was effective. Start again from square one. Freiti Mora, Azei Jokti Reb Chizda, Maishnam Yodet Nan. I have another Mishnah also Masechtas Trumas. Ha Toirim Kishus VeNimtis Mora Avatiach VeNimtis Saruach. This is similar to the previous case of Tomei Ala Tohar, but here instead we're talking about something that was fafoiled. Fafoiled means that it already was rotten or went bad. He's turned him kishus. Kishus in the Heimat Gesucht, Ugeke. Ugeke means either from the gourd family, from the pickle family, from the pumpkin family.
Ugeke is a cucumber.
Cucumber. And it's all they that's what they say, kishuin, if I think, for cucumbers. Anyway. They say but bottom line is Atoyim Kishus, a person is giving truma from Kishus. When they start tasting it, they realize this is bitter vigal, and that's why it's taka called mora, because mora in the animal is gal, and so tzaya bitter. So he should not have given such truma to the kohen. It's bad truma. Or avatiach. Avatiach, we all know, means a watermelon. And then they cut it open and it stinks, and they know it's a foiled. He shouldn't have done it. What's the halacha state in the Mishnah? Truma, what he did was kosher truma. In other words, he cannot retain it. He has to give it to the kohen, the yachs of the yitraim, and he should go and give truma a second time. Oh, this is very similar to the Nosim Raboishia. The busig he gave in is he gave. What he gave the truma is a good truma. And he has to give it a second time. It's a shven Rav Chisda. Why, according to Rav Chisda, in the case of Tomei al Hator, said Rav Chisda le osav le klum, but may this is gunish, you start from square one. And the truma that he gave is worthless. Here steht doch et ziyag git a truma, and you have to give a truma a second time. Is the chayra right in Nosser Raboishia? Shver on Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda, shoygig amazed karamis. You're asking me from that Mishnah to the other Mishnah. That Mishnah is a case of shoygig. How do I know that it's shoygig? So Rashi's medayi, because it says hatoyim kishus, the nimtzis mara. Not that he knew that it was mara. He gave the kishus, and subsequently he realized. How did he subsequently? Because the kohen afterwards called him up, and he gave him an ibrin cup. He said, you know, the truma that you gave me this morning, with that big shmeichel that you gave me, these beautiful kishus, we cooked it, I've been in the biskissa now for the last 6 hours, it's gefährlich, it's terrible, this kishus that you gave me. In such a case, the chashoyig, the nimtzis. In other words, he didn't know the chetchel, he only knew later on. So what's the difference now between shoygig and mezid? Shoygig lo yovedi sura. Shoygig, he didn't mean to do anything bad. He thought he was giving good kishus. He didn't realize. Therefore, the truma is a good truma. Mezid here, he knew that the truma was no truma. In other words, he knew that this was tame, and that he should not give from the tame. Oh, in such a case, this is gunish mit gunish, and the whole truma falls away, and we start from square one.
So we don't trust him that he's going to give from the second one.
All right, we're going to talk about that in a moment. Mm-hmm. So, shoygi li'ovri surah, mezik ovri surah. Uh-huh. So therefore, what's the difference now between the shoygig and the mezid? Okay, so we said, shoygi didn't realize, by mezid he realized. But l'choyre, it comes out, by the shoygig it's worse, because the shoygig has to go and give twice. What happens? The truma that he gave is already truma. The yachs you have to give a second time. Masha enkin according to Rav Chisda by the mezid, he only has to go and give once. So what's going on over here? Joktach Rashi, a very simple pshat, like the Gemara said before. By the shoygig, the person is an er lechayid. He wanted to give the proper truma. To go and give truma to the kohen, and I managed to go and find the best kohen in town. A kohen miyichas, he has a ganze yichas brief that goes back to Harna kohen. I was mamish medak kechitasar to do the best thing. Unfortunately, it turned out the shoygig that this was mora or saruah. Okay, what I gave is I gave. I have to do it over again. I want to make sure to do it properly.
Do it.
If I wasn't Yoitzavad, I'm going to do it again. Masha Enki, in the case of the mezer that we had before, Kuntraf Chizza, the guy's a bad guy. I know it's Tamei, but I'm giving Tamei to the Kohen. I want him to have Tamei. I don't want to give him Tar. Now, if you're going to go and say, like Reb Nosson, Reb Oishia, not the first truma is a good truma, and you do it a second time, he's going to say, I know what the Chachamim are doing to me. They're trying to trick me. If they said that the first one is good, that means I was already yoitz in a mitzvah. I don't want to do it a second time. Like the Gemara said before, Dilma Pasha Veloy Mafish, is a bad guy. So therefore, says Rav Chizkiya, since he's a bad guy, we do not tell him that the first truma is good and repeat your performance because he might not repeat it. Mashenki and the Gabi Shoigig, he's a good guy. We tell him you made a mistake and you have to do it over again. Okay. Frank Dimora, you have a good territory between Shoigig and Mesid. But from the Rami Shoigig, a Shoigig. What's a Shoigig? A Shoigig? Hachak Tani, remember when we started this Mishnah up above, we had the case of Shoigig as well. The Machloikis was tacked only by Mesid. But the Halacha in the Mishnah also addressed Shoigig. Let's go back to the two dots in the middle of the Umud. Tanan Hossam. Ein Torma Minatomi Ala Torv Im Toram B'Shoigig. If he did it B'Shoigig. Trumase Truma. Saguta Truma. You don't have to do it over again. Trumase Truma. Yet over here, Hachak Tani, he was also Shoigig that he gave Kishas and Imtis Mara. Look, we should say the same thing. B'Shoigig is Trumase Truma and finish. What do we say over here? No. We say over here, Hasuk Tani, Truma, V'yachs, V'yitrain. By uns, we said, Hachak Tani, B'Shoigig, Truma, say Truma, by the Tomei and the Tar. By the case of the Kish of the Nas, Mara, Hasuk Tani, Truma, V'yachs, V'yitrain. Both of them are Shoigig. So why is there a difference between this Shoigig and that Shoigig? Every more Hasim Shoigig, Karav L'Mezid. In the case of the Tomei and the Tar, we have no tannis against the person who was mafresh the truma b'shoigig. He didn't know better. He thought it was tahar. He didn't know.
It's
the mamish and oinis. How was he supposed to know? This looks like it looks exactly the same, identical, the exact same. Was he to know that a sheretz or a nevela touched it a minute ago? It's chumish kibbutz. So therefore, he made a mistake. Gzuntayt. B'shoigig trumasi truma. But in our case over here, it's karv l'mezid. Why? See, boy l'mitame. He should have tasted it. In other words, he should have tried out the kishas in advance. Now, everybody's probably going to say, how can you try it out in advance? After all, zachtevel. How can you go and try it out? He should go and... He can't be toymis, zachtevel. So what zachtech tastes, tastes addresses is, toys in the bottom, five lines from the bottom. He boy l'mitame, koloimar. Yafrish al mashahu mine uve kideshiyita masulai. In other words, don't go and take, he has 100 kishos. Of them, he has to go and give 2 to the koyin, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 40, 1 out of 60. So he gives 2. Before he started going and taking out the 2, he should have taken 1 of the kishos. Bimafrish mine uve. So this 1 kishos out of the 100 is now kushaviyusha. Cut it up, take a bite. Ay, 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 says bitavigal. So then this I'm not going to give to the koyin, chulila. So he could have. Here you could inspect, you could test, and you could taste it. But by the tummy and the tar, there's no way of knowing for sure that this is tummy and this is tar. Therefore, that's a shoygi karev le'oynis. Here's a shoygi karev le'mezid. Okay. Frank Timur. For Rami mezid amezid. Let's go and ask a seer amezid amezid. Hachik tani by unstate of amezid le'osav le'klum. And of course, we have, according to Rav Chizda, that it says mamish gunish, and you start again from square one. Because even Hahugriva is, said the Gemara, goes back Huda Lativle. So you start again from square one, nothing happened. But who's up tonight? We have another Mishnah. A Mishnah Mesech is Demai. Who stayed on the Mishnah? Ha'atayin Mishay Nokov Al Nokov. We're talking about a person that grew his crops in 2 flower pots. Even today, I think they have hydroponics and stuff like that. It doesn't grow from the ground. Anyway, what's the difference between a flower pot that has a nekiv and one that does not have a nekiv? One that has a nekiv, it has a hole underneath, it's considered to be mechubel karka. Since it's mechubel karka, then any trumas or maises that you're giving are min ha-toira, you're mechuyiv to give them. Masha Inkin, if you're talking about eino nukiv means that there is no hole, it's totally closed on the bottom, so therefore it only grows in the pot, not from the ground. Since it's not mechubel karka, there is no chiyuv d'oraisa to give trumas and maisres. Whatever you give is only d'rabbanan. Aha. Obviously, when you're giving trumas and maisres, if you give from something which is mechuyiv min ha-toira, on something which is part of min ha-toira, only mechuyiv min d'rabbanan, you have problems of mechiyuv al haptur. And we'll have on the Amud Beis, or mehaptur al ha-mechayiv. So that's going to be problems. So it's much better to go and always give truma minei uvei. from the flower pot that is knock of give from it, the ain't a knock of give from it, don't mix and match the two. But here the person did mix them. Has a toina misha ain't a knock of. Ain't a knock of means that it's potter min ha toina. There is no nekiv. Potter min ha toina. And he gives it al knock of something which is mechuyim midiraisa. So min ha toina, what we're doing is he's giving me ptur al hachiv. Shtey don the Mishnah, it's truma, it works. And you have to give it a second time. Now, although the Mishnah doesn't say it beferish, however, the Mefarshim say, obviously the Gemara held that this is mezid. Because the Gemara asked, Varomi mezid amezid. How did the Gemara know that that Mishnah is talking about mezid? Maybe it's talking about shoyeg. So from the Mefarshim, by the fact that the Mishnah doesn't specify, it means across the board, both shoyeg and mezid. L'cholapoch is mezid.
Even though hot titan usually means b'dieved.
Okay, but you see the Gemara says, Varomi mezid amezid.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
It's a kasha.
Okay, fine. So shein ha'or. But bottom line is the Mishnah Zoktach, when you're giving min hanokiv or shein hanokiv al hanokiv, it is good truma v'yachzer v'yitroim. Aha! But if you're talking about a person doing the mezid means the same three rabbonim that a minute ago said, don't take from the tamei on the tahar. They told him, don't take from the ein hanokiv al hanokiv, and he says, rabbis, I couldn't care less what you say. I'm going to go and give my truma anyway, and he did one from the other. So what did we say before? According to Rav Chisda, don't say that the first truma is good. And do a second time, because he's going to say, Dilma Pasha. If the first truma is good, they just want to trick me into giving a second time. I only give once, I don't give twice. So say the same thing over here too. Here it says, Mimezid. Truma v'yachsa v'yitraim. Why aren't you afraid that the person is going to say, if it's good truma, I don't have to do it a second time? It's the mamish, the same case. What's going on? Everything Gemara betray mani tzayis b'chad mono loy tzayis. The guy is a bad guy, but he does have an intellect. He does have seichel. When you explain something to him, he understands what you say. When you tell him that the reason why the truma was no good, ain't a nokav, al a nokav, because these are two different varieties, two different species. This is aptura and this is achiev. This has a hole. This doesn't have a hole. What the rabbi said, it makes sense. You know, I can understand where they're coming from, yeah? Taka, this has a hole, it has yanika from the ground. In fact, I see the roots coming down and makes a mess in my living room. All of this, the earth coming in and going down, yeah. But this one doesn't have a hole underneath, so yeah, chvashtaitis. Is betray mani tzais, he listened to you that even though he gave truma once, he'll give a truma a second time. But in the case of the tomei and the tar, so dimor b'chad mono loy tzais. Although the Gemara uses the term b'chadmon, it doesn't mean literally that they happen to be the same kli. In the same kli, one can be metam of the other. It means to say it's all the same crop, the same tvor, the same quality, the same. There's alles dieselbe. I cut the entire thing this morning. I made a ganze harvest. It's my fault that 10% the sherets fell on it in the vela. I will tell the shrotim, get out of here. That's why I use the all of these insecticides. And I don't want all these chevra. Because the insecticide taka, the sherets die. And that the sherets was metam. Binich shildik. But the point is, it wasn't in Trey Mani, two separate species, it's all like in one large pot, and therefore, like Tzai is going to say, if the Chacham said that the Truma on the Tmeya worked, it's enough, I don't have to give a second time. So here, Rav Chisda says we should make this Takana, not to do it twice, because he won't give it the second time, but in the case of the Nokav, and a Nokav, yeah, he'll give two times. Nishkefelach. Okay, so we focused on Rav Chisda. Now we turn to Rav Nosim Rabbi Shefeti Mora, Rav Nosim Rabbi Shefeti Omar. Remember, Rav Nosim Rabbi said by Unz, by the case of the Tomei and the Tohar, the Tomei is a good Truma, but you have to give another time Truma Min Hato. Thank you, Mora. Why is it different than the following Mishnah? And this following Mishnah is the second part of the Mishnah which we just quoted on the Amud Aleph. The Mishnah, the Amud Aleph, we're talking about Min Einay Nokov Al Hanokov, and now we're switching it around. Min HaNokov. Nokov, of course, means that it's Mechuyev Trumas Maisis Min HaToira. It has a hole. It has Yenika Min HaKarka. Al She'ena Nokov, that it's only Mechuyev Midraban. What's the din if he gave Min HaChiyev Al HaPtur? Trumasai Truma. The Truma is a good Truma. V'loi Toichal Ad Shiyoitzi Oleha Truma U'maisa Mimokim Acher. What does the Gemara mean to say? Gemara means to say is that since he took Min hachiyev al hapotur. So he took from something which is mechuyev to give trumas and maisres, and he used it to go and pater the thing which is potter anyway, min hatoira, on the ein hanokav. So what happens is, the hafrosha that he did was really not effective min hatoira, because he took it min hachiyev al hapotur. I didn't need to go and give Trumas and Maisis in the Ptor. It's as if a person gave Trumas and Maisis from Tevel on Chulin, something that you already been mafresh the Truma and Maisis yesterday or a month ago. So the hafrasha that you did was, it was effective. I didn't need it. It was fine. But you have a big kilkel now. The kilkel is that I mafresh the Truma, I never gave Truma on that Truma. I think that it's Truma because I'm doing an Ptor, but really it was not an effective hafrosha. So therefore it remains tevel. So what happens now? Zhoktach the Mishnah, you know what? The truma is truma, give it to the kohen, leave it by the kohen, but make sure before the kohen eats it or uses it, go and give truma on that truma, because that truma is not really truma. It's really still tevel. He intended making it truma, but it wasn't effective. Therefore have somebody else give truma. He should go and give truma mimor kohen acher.
Uh-huh. So the kohen can't eat it.
Until then.
It's a very nice gift.
Very good gift. It's just like buying, remember whenever Hanukkah, Purim, I always used to get these toys, but always says he needed batteries, and we never had batteries. It's a good event, right? Everybody's happy. Oh, beautiful. It's kind of a shun batteries.
Why the kohen cannot eat it?
Because it's tevel. He intended to make it truma, but he never made it an effective truma because he took truma from a chuyev al ptur. Sorry,
100%.
Even the koyin gudu can't go and eat tevel. Nobody's allowed to eat tevel. You have to go and give truma. What's up to
him? Are we talking about something that's tummy? He can't eat it anyways.
He's not a tummy case. The tummy case was the omer aleph. Here it's omer nokav al she'ena nokav. What's the nokav she'ena nokav? That this had a hole and therefore is mechuyev truma min ha'toira, and therefore you should have given me neuvei from that flower pot, from that min ha'nokav, you should have given truma. But he didn't. Instead, he took part of it to go and be mafresh for the ena nokav. The ena nokav is not mechuyev in truma min ha'toira. So therefore, he's really not doing anything. He's giving truma on something which is not mechuyev. Somebody's cell phone is ringing. So he's giving truma on something which is not mechuyev truma min ha'toira. So therefore, the truma is not effective. But once you give it to the kohen, laws is bam kohen. But the kohen himself should not eat it until someone's mafresh truma on for the benefit of that truma. Because even though we're calling it truma, it's really not truma. It's really tevel. Because he was never mafresh truma on this flower pot. He took from this flower pot for the other one. The other one he didn't need. So it's still all tevel. Make sure to go and give truma on that portion that he gave to the kohen. So tell the kohen, don't eat it. Okay, a dush state in the Mishnah. So now the question
is... He himself can give truma the kohen.
Avadi could give.
He can be mafresh.
I'm asking. Achiyoyt doesn't mean dafka the balbo. Somebody has to be mafresh truma machem. Fine. Now the question is, what's the question? Freitas Limura. So why don't we say the same thing, Legabi, the Tumim at the Tohar? What does it say by the Tumim at the Tohar according to Rab Nosim Baraboshia? I was not supposed to give Truma from the Tumim on the Tohar. And the Gemara assumes in the Havamina, not only I'm not supposed to, it's not effective. So Rab Nosim Baraboshia, the Truma that he already gave it, Tumaya, the Tumadika, leave it with the coin. And give him now brand new from the Torah. Why don't we go and say, tell the kohen not to burn this truma tameya until somebody else's mafish truma mimokim acher, because it wasn't effective. A truma tameya, the Gemara assumes, the hafrosha was not effective min ha'toira. So therefore, it's geblim tevel. So just like here in the Amud Beis, by the knock of it, ain't a knock of, we say, don't use it, don't eat it until truma mokim acher. Why don't you say the same thing, legabi the tamei and the tohor? Everything more shani hocha the midrash the truma al yisehi, the truma that you give from tmeya onto hoira mina toira, it works. It's a valid truma. It's not a nice truma. It's not mahadrim in a mahadrim truma. It's tamei. The chacham said don't do it, but lemaisa mina toira, it's effective. Truma al yisehi. How do I know? Can I believe it? Then we're believing. How do I know if I give from the bad tzchayra on the good tzchayra, it's kusha, and not only bad and good in the sense of that this is trade, this is grade C, and this is grade A, but even in the case of tomei on tohar, it's kusha min ha'toyra. How do I know? The chassid says in the pasuk, v'yisisu alof chet, barimchem eschel by mimenu. Make sure not to be over on a chet when you are being mafresh the chaylev. That means the truma from your tevel. That's what it says in the pasuk. So now Rabbi Lui is medayik. the main kodesh, if you're going to go and tell me that when a person is mafish, min ha-ro'o al ha-toiva, or min ha-tomei al ha-tor, it's not valid at the garnish geton, n'schiyas chet lama. So what chet did he do? He just went abracadabra, he just was playing, as if he's playing with cards, at the garnish gemacht. Nothing happened. So what's the Nesiyas Chet? Amikan, the Trimen Arali Yovich, Tumase Truma. The Truma is effective. It is a valid Truma. But it was a bad thing to do to give Tomei Al HaTor, or to give Ro'o Al HaToiva. It's bad, but Lamaisa, it's effective. Ah, so that's why on the Ahmed Aleph, since it was effective, when he gave the Truma to Meir, you don't have to tell the Kohen, don't use it until somebody gives Truma Mimokim Acher. This is valid Truma. Min HaTorah, it's the same Truma as any other Truma. Mashenke, in the case of the Nokub, Al She'ena Nokub, since when he was Mafresh the Truma, he was Mafresh Al She'ena Nokub, Hatul Gornish Ketam, because Min HaTorah, the Eina Nokub is not Mechuyib Betruma, it's as if he did nothing. Oh, if he did nothing, even though it's called Truma, it's not really Truma, it's still Tevel. Tell the coin, Lo Yisoichal, Achiyoy Tulav, Truma Mas, and Mukam Achim. Very, very simple. Okay. Freik di Gemara yet. And now we're finally getting back to our sugya. Because as many of you will remember, Mesechtes Yevamos doesn't really deal with Hilchas Trumas and Maestres. We're talking about whether you have a mam that's finished. So then Kibbutz Dura. Sukti Moriyetz, Umalei Rabbel Rav Chizda. I want to ask you a very fundamental question. A fundamental question in Yehadis. As a Hashkofa question. Lidi Doch, according to you, the Amris Li Osvukum, Asus Gunish Kolik, Dafilahu Griva Hodlativa. Remember, what was the case? He was Mavrish Minatome Al Hator. He did it amazing. Zokta Rav Chizda Li Osvukum Klom, that it was nothing. Even the truma that he gave solemnly, and he had gezugt to Harini Michana Mezimah, and gemacht abrucha. Nevertheless, it's gunish, mitgunish, hadle tibble, it's still tevel. Freik timura, my time, what's the reason why? Because he's saying, gezeira dilma pasha, veloy mafish. Because remember, according to Rav Nosim, Rav Oishi, what he did was valid. It was a kushra trima. The Torah, Rav Lui Zuntuk is a kushra trima. He just said, give a second trima. Okay, just for shtayach, gezeira rabban. But you, Rav Chizda, are saying that the whole truma that he gave is nothing. How do you say it's nothing? Men ha-toira vad, it's something. You ask Moshe Rabbeinu, he'll tell you there was a kushra truma. It wasn't a mahadran dika truma. You gave men ha-ro'o alayofa, ablamais is a kushra truma. So how the chacham can go mi'ikka mididim ederaisa have a truma? Men ha-toira, this is truma and can only eaten by kehanim. If a zor eats it, he gets misa b'dei shemoyim. Or mishem dilma pasha, afku rabbanan lechulin, can the rabbanan come and now magically transform this truma and say sinishka truma for he bezin masen lake duva min ha-toira?
Destroy the yisef tevel, this tevel.
Exactly.
How do you get rid of the yisef?
Exactly. I know when the Morris says afkur abon l'chum, it really means afkur abon l'tevel. Oh, this might, it means that it's not truma. So for Eitimara, can the chum, do the chum really have that koyach to be oiker? Can you imagine the chum should come by one day and say, from now on you don't have to wear tefillin anymore. From now on you don't have to keep Shabbos. How can they do something like that? It's a happy korsim from Yisuf. So how can you have a case that they go and say, it's not true money, my dad, don't worry about it, give it to any czar, anybody, any soul can eat it. It's not true, I'm in a Torah. Amalei, Rav Chizda says, atloy tizbra, and don't you hold that the chum have the koyach to be oiker? And now we get back to our sugi baruch Hashem. What does it say in our Mishnah? That if the wife, who Nebuch was married, v'shoigeg bo'oynes to that second husband, finds out that her first husband is alive and kicking, Taitz mizeh umizeh, and if she decides to go back to her husband against the halacha, it's a din of mamzeidis. Mamzeh mizeh umizeh. Freiti mor batanam levad mamzeh mizeh umizeh. Bishloi v'misheni mamzeh. That the sheni produced mamzeidim. That's a double portion. That I understand very well. She's an Aisha Sish. She's lived with a second man. She meant that it was, had good intentions, no question. But the ma'asa, it was b'isur, so the mamzeidim. El mirishin amai. Ishtoihi, Visra Ma'al Yehu. She is kosher, he is kosher, everything is fine. And what happens now? The child that is born is a kosher child. And now you're giving it a name of a mamzer, because Sharina Leva Mamzeres, you're now deleting, you're pushing the delete button and taking out the pusik, la yuva mamzer bekal Hashem. Der yidisach kal Hashem. The child is a kosher child. There was a legitimate, legal, kosher marriage 2-3 years ago. In between Nebuch, she fell in with the second husband by mistake, okay? But now she realized her mistake, she goes back to her first husband, so what's the problem? Why should it be mamzerim? So you're thinking, I'm being machmer. You're not being machmer. You're making a great sekula, now you're uprooting the din of li mamzer kal Hashem. This fellow's going
to
marry mamzerim.
He has no right to do that.
Exactly. Amalei said, you missed out on what Shmuel said. Hachiyam Shmuel, awesome mamzeres. This child will not be able to marry mamzeres. And it's not only Shmuel. V'chein ki yosad ova namar av yoichanan, awesome mamzeres. Os mamzeres? Well, shteitach in the Mishnah, my curly mamzer. Shteitach, he's a mamzer. What do you mean, os mamzeres? So, Dimor, lo oisroi bebas Yisrael. Ah, so this, if the wife goes back to the first husband, this is so draconian that if there will be a child from that first husband, not only will that child not be able to marry a bas Yisrael, because the Mishnah calls him a mamzer, he won't even be able to marry a mamzeres also not. He'll be kareach mikan or mikan. He won't be able to marry anybody, Nishka Mamzeirim and Nishka Bas Yisrael.
Right, because it's Mamzeirim is really is only me W Gabon.
Exactly. So you won't be able to marry Mamzeirim in the
Torah. Can't go here, can't go here.
Exactly. Exactly like you said. It's Ramish Kareach Mikana Kareach Mikana. It'll be stuck on both sides. But
you're
saying
it's no man's land.
Exactly. No man's land, right.
It's more appropriate to say it's a Suffolk Mamzeirim than, because otherwise you still have the same thing. How can the Rabbanon come and
a suffix means it's a suffix. It's not a suffix. We know exactly the situation. That Ben HaToira, this is a kosher child, because she had every right to go back to her first husband. It's true that she married a second person in between, and it was a big mistake. She'll agree. Asham the Begano, she'll say Avinu Malkeinu, even though we don't say it here in the Bismedish. She'll go on for the rest of her life, she'll cry every single day, B'dmur Shulish. It was a mistake. But Lamasa, she is still married, she was married, she is married, she will be married to the first husband until he gives her a get. And the Mishnah says he has to give her a get. But Rabbanan say, don't go back to the first husband. You're not allowed to mid Rabbanan. That's part of the big package of Knossos.
Is it?
One second. So what happens if she does go back? The Chum say, oh, don't think that you're a wise guy, that's a smart aleck. You're going to go back, you'll defy us. The child will be a Vadai Mamzer Midrabanon. So we assumed until now. It's a terrible, terrible klola. This child won't be able to marry any Benois Yisrael. But at least he'll be able to marry a Mamzeres. Dr. Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan, nine, even a Mamzeres he won't be able to go marry. He won't be able to, one second, Simcha. He won't be able to marry anybody. Neither Bas Yisrael nor Mamzeres, he'll be stuck. Yeah.
The whole question was, how do the Rabbanon have the power to take something min HaTorah? This child should be mutter to Yisrael, not a mamzer.
So,
how do the Rabbanon, is that what we're trying to...
Is it fate very good? So that was Rav Chizda's retort to Rabba. Rabba said to Rav Chizda, how did you say in the case of Truma, oh, Truma, and now it all becomes Chulin, or becomes back to Tevel. Would you ever see that the Chum can be Oikadav min HaTorah? He says, I'll show you it can be Oikadav min HaTorah. You have this fellow over here. This child of the first marriage, if and when she goes back to the first husband, and we go and say that she has the status of a mamzer, which means that this child can go marry mamzerim. Minatoyer, he wouldn't be able to go marry a mamzer. He's a kosher child. But because the chacham come along and they make him into a mamzer, therefore he can go and marry mamzerim. So what do I see from this? That the chacham have the koyach to be oikedav minatoyer. So don't argue on me by the truma. Just like they can go and make a ben Yisrael who's osir b'mamzeres now and go and say he's mutter b'mamzeres. So they can go and say the truma is now mutter bizarre. The same thing. Says Zigmar, no. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan attack the hold that you cannot go and marry a mamzeres. This person is going to be Zot Uri in no man's land. Won't be able to marry a Bas Yisrael or marry a mamzeres. Now the fact that he can't marry mamzeres is Achman HaTorah, because Achman HaTorah, this fellow is a regular kosher Ben Yisrael. So of course he's not allowed to marry a mamzeres. The fact that he's not allowed to go and marry a Bas Yisrael, that's not an Akira Min HaTorah, that's just an additional layer of Chumrah of Isur. We know that the Chum made many additional layers of Isur and Gzeiris and Takanis. So this is Nishkefel.
No mission is that.
Exactly. I'm sorry?
Adayaydes, he should be able to marry.
That's a Groysa Shalom. That's a big machloikis throughout Shas. Shteitach in the Torah Yivam Mamza Bekal Hashem is Kal Ge'erim Ikri Kol or Loi Ikri Kol. You obviously hold like the Mandiyama holds a Loi Ikri Kol, and therefore a Mamza is allowed to go marry a Geiris. But if you hold that Ge'erim are Ikri Kol, just like a Mamza cannot marry a regular Jewess, he would not be able to marry a convert alternate.
Yeah. We'll see it in the 10th parak in
Mishnah Kiddush. Yeah, Mishnah Kiddush.
Yeah. Question,
yes, what's your answer?
Midar Aisa, neither Aisa, he can't marry Mamza because he's not a Mamza.
Avada.
Midar Bonan called Makash, neither Makash, the Rabbonan have the view of the monopoly on all Kiddushin.
Uh-huh.
So therefore they say, we. He can't marry, period. There's no Kiddushin Chal.
Okay, fine, good, fine.
It's not Oikir Daraisa per se.
What you're saying is good, but you don't have to come on to Alt Kiddushin. Chum have the right to make all types of Kenosis and all types of Chumras. We find Chumras throughout Jewish life. Yeah.
A person who's married,
yeah.
A woman,
yeah.
She misbehaves.
Right.
She's Mizan.
Right.
She's also to her husband also, correct?
If she did it b'mezid or b'rotin.
Yes.
If she did it b'oynis, then to a Yisrael, she's mutter.
But b'mezid or...
For sure, she's not allowed to marry.
B'oynis even for kind.
Right.
However, if she stays together with the husband,
me.
Is the kid a mamza?
It would depend. According to Rabbi Kiva, the child will be a mamzer because he's not allowed to continue living with her. If he continues living with her, he's even Isser Lav. And Isser Lav, according to Rabbi Kiva, is mamzerim. But according to the rest of the Chachamim, by an Isser Lav, there will be a din of mamzer. It would just be the child would be a pogum, be a zoin or a chalola, like God be marrying a koyin. But it wouldn't be a problem of mamzerim.
Oh, so what's an afkimin? It's the exact same scenario.
Why in our Mishnah do we make the person into mamzer? That's why you're asking what the reason why they made him into mamzer is because the Chacham, on the one hand, wanted to be as compassionate as possible to a woman that lost her husband, an aguna, after the war, never through hundreds of agunas, and therefore the Chacham do the best they can, and they said, we can even rely on one aid, but make sure you daiko mitzvah. If you do your homework and you make sure the person is dead, no problem, get married, even one aid.
So my question,
but if it turns, he comes back, we throw all the packages.
It comes very simple. Clearly here, in the case of the aguna, she didn't do her homework, she took it too lightly.
Exactly.
She joined it. It's no worse than what she did when she was Mazanab Amazed.
Yeah. So what? Are you asking why?
Over here, you understand my question?
Yes, your question is why the Chum Machmer over here and not Machmer over here. So here is because it's part of a package. In other words, we have a big problem in Klal Yisrael of Agunas. The Chum say, we'll make a tremendous Kula, but we tie it to a package with the Chumra. Yes, you can go and get married based on one, but if you get married based on one, make sure, because if you don't make sure, then the child will be a mamzer. Oh, my child will be a mamzer. Oh, boy, am I going to go and investigate to the nth degree to make sure.
In the other case also might be somewhat of a deterrent.
Apparently, that wasn't a burning issue for the Rabbanan and Klal Yisrael. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so we're still somewhat stymied. We asked Rav Chizr, where did you find the Bezen of Masna Laka Dovim and Atayra? And he says, by the Vlad Mamzer, but it's not true. In our case of Vlad Mamzer, the Chum were not Oike Dovim and Atayra, because this Ben Yisrael cannot marry a Mamzer or Mamzeris. He can't marry a Bas Yisrael. That's a Chumra. That's a Saishish Oike Dovim and Atayra. The Chum said that you're not allowed to go and marry because of the fact that you were in Dikemitz. Yeah.
It's a Muslim Shchit. The guy who did a Kinney Steed is going to marry her again. It's
not going to happen. Okay, look it. Zogim Yitzvayt, Shalach Rav Chizda Rabba, so now Rav Chizda goes back to Rabba now with a reverse rhetorical question. He says, you ask me a question. How can the Chum be Masna Lakadav Minatoyra? The Shalach Rav Chizda Lerababa Baravacha Baravuna. Vein Besna Masna Lakadav Minatoyra. You asking me they can? Of course they can be Oikadav Minatoyra. Vatanya, I'll show you. Ma'ima say Odom Yoyrish Es Ishtoik Tano. Now Minatoyra, a husband can go and Yarshin his wife who is a Gedoyla. But if his wife is a Ktana, and we're talking about a Ktana that was married when she was a Yisoyma, without a father, because if a father marries a Ketana, it's a Kedushin D'Oraisa, as Biti Nosati Le'isha Zeh, about its Kedushin Menatoyra. But here we're talking about she was never a Yisoyma. So how did she get married? Her mother, her older brother, led her down the Chuppah, led her down the aisle. So it's only Kedushin D'Rabbanan. What are the ramifications that it's Kedushin D'Rabbanan? As we all know, until she becomes Bat Mitzvah, viz the balloons, mit her drusha for the Alamaitlech, she can go be Mama'enes, she can stop the Kedushin short. Because it's only Kedushin D'Rabbanan.
She can walk out any time.
Exactly. She has to go and say, I'm Mama'enes, and we can the Chabekai. Whether you need it, we had it more before, a mission before, where you have to have two Eidim, you have to have a Bezdin. But anyway, she can be Mama'enes until she becomes Bas Mitzvah. Okay. Now, because of the fact that you can menace at any time, the whole relationship between the husband and wife is extremely tenuous, and therefore he should not be able to yarshin from her min ha-toira. Yet this braisa says that a husband can yarshin ishtoi ketana. The question is, from what point on? Me'emesai, from what point? Now, what means from what point? Says Rashi, since she can menace at any time, how can you go and say that if she died, the husband can go and yarshin from her? If she had lived, she was probably, or she might have, there was a possibility, she might have been ma'anis tomorrow, the next week, the next month, and then the whole kedusha would have been nekar min lemafreya, as if they were never married. So how do you allow for yerusha from this ishtik tana? So ma'emesai, when would you allow it? So v'sh'amim omrim, mishetamayt gzuntai, mishetamayt bikoimasa, when she stands up, nice and erect and high. Rashi says this is just a euphemistic term. What it means is when she becomes bas mitzvah and she gets her shtei saris. Tosis Grada argues on it. Abba Zoi learned Rashi Pshat. Shtami Kamos is just a saying when she gets shtei saris.
Well, that's what it is. Once she's,
so then she's not a ktan anymore. Yeah.
She's no longer a ktan. She's
Because now she's a gdoil already.
Yeah, she started.
So we're not finished yet. You're jumping. We're going to get back to your questions momentarily. Beishami says, when she gets kaimasa, when she gets desaris, then he can go and yashin. Or beisil amrim, mishitikonis the chuppah. When they go to the chuppah, he can go and yashin. Mm-hmm. Rebeleiza oimer, mishitibuel. Once they have bia, then he can go and yarshin. Now we have a three-way machloikis. I'm not finished. It's a three-way machloikis. The Gemara in another two lines is going to go through each one of these shittas and explain what they really mean. So Rabbi said, don't jump to conclusions about the mazek. But let's continue on the same braisa. Same braisa says, V'yarsha u'mitamala. If he's a kohen, he can metameter, even though their kedushin is only drabonon. V'yichel is begin a truma, and she can even eat truma as a result of being married to him, even though it's only drabonon. Okay, so now that's the end of the braisa. We start again from the beginning. Be'shamei omrim v'shetamid b'kemosa. Freiti mara. If there was only Eresin, because you're saying as soon as she becomes Bas Mitzvah, you don't need Chuppah. Now, how does the Gemara know that Beishamai says, because Beis Hillel says, Mishitikon is L'Chuppah. So Beishamai knew what Beis Hillel's halacha is, that if it went L'Chuppah, then the halacha is that he can go in Yashin. Said Beishamai, Chuppah is not enough. You have to have both. Mishami om mishatamid bekamasa. I have got l'nisla l'chuppah. Eima mishatamid bekamasa. Viti konis l'chuppah. V'hachi ka'amri le'vesham le'vesil. Dikamrisu. You, Vesil, somebody already told us what you're going to tell us next line. The Vesil is imijikonis l'chuppah. I know that. I want you to know, chuppah alone by yektana is gunish, just like the Eirusin is gunish, the chuppah is gunish. E'am the bekemasa mahanya lo chuppah. V'loi loi mahanya lo chuppah.
Talking about the father's dead.
This entire Bryce is talking about the father's dead, and therefore the whole Kedushin was the Rabbanon. By the father, it's considered to be just like Igdoyle has beaten Sathi Shazer, it's Koine Minatay. So talking about the Rabbanon, says Beishame to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel, you say that it's enough Mishin Tikonis L'Chuppah. No, you need both. It's got to be Tikonis L'Chuppah, and it's got to be that she's already Igdoyle, that she had Shtei Saris. Beis Hillel obviously respectfully disagrees, and he holds that even when she's still a ketana, mishitikonis lechuppah, she can already eat from the truma, and he can already yarshin from her. Why don't we finish first? Reb Leizer oimer, mishitibul. As soon as there's bia, that's already enough, and he can yarshin. Reb Leizer himself says, ein mas ketana klim. If she is a ketana, then the bia that her husband did is gunish met gunish. Says Yimor, eime mishitagdel betipo. Well, according to Blaze, it has to be that she became Agdoil already, and she had the beer already. Oh, now at this point, then the husband can go and yash. So now what's bothering Reb Simcha from the beginning of this Mishnah, or beginning of this Brais until now, is the Brais begins, Ma'imasai Odom Yorish is Ishnik Tana. From one point, can you be Yash Ishnik Tana? Reb Blaze says, I'll tell you when. When she's no longer Tana, when she's Agdoil. I mean, the Lashon HaBrayis is a Shver Lashon. You're saying, when can he go and Yarshav and Bitaktana? He taka can't. The only time he can Yarshav and Bitaktana, when she becomes a Gdol with Tibor, right? Isn't that your problem, Reb Simcha?
Exactly.
So I told you, Gemara is going to ask it. So, oh, you have to spring it.
But I was able to, the whole, it's me and is irrelevant.
Yeah, well, no, so the point, at this point, when she's a Gdol, of course.
Once she's a,
exactly. So, Reb Simcha Shreit and Esgerecht. Absolutely right. Once she's exactly 100% right. Aha. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Braisa is really not referring to a Blazer, because according to a Blazer, she's a Gdoil already. She's a Gdoil of a Tibor. We're talking about Lechoyer according to Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel says, I don't need that she becomes a Gdoila. She doesn't have to be a Bekoimasa. She doesn't have to be a Be. All you have to have is this Ktana is Nichnas Lechopa. And then the husband can already Yarshin from her. The question is, he's a Chaktana. And in a Torah, a Ktana, her husband cannot go and Yarshin. Zokti Yumar Ktani Mias. Now Rav Chiz is speaking. Rav Chiz is saying, Ktani Mias, Shteitach Don Nebraisi, Yorsha, Vahachad Midiraisa Avu Yorisla. Since Mina Torah, this Kiddush wasn't chal. If the kedushin wasn't chal, who's going to yarshin from her? Her family members. Now she has no children. She's only ktana. Ktana can't have a child yet. So who would go and yarshin? If she still has a father, then the father would yarshin. If there's no father, her brothers would yarshin. But her mishpacha yarshins. Umid Rabban, we say, no! We take it away from the father and we give it to the Baal. Umid Rabban and Yoris Labaal. So I see that the Chachom have a koyach to be oikedova menat, oira. As they zok Rav Chizda, zok the Yemara, does a nishkaraya. Because Rav Chizda is talking about Isser Veheter. The case of the Truma, that he's saying that the Truma reverts and becomes Tevel. Or in our Mishnah that he was asking before, that it's Yoam Mamza, Nishka Mamza, that's Issa Behetter. But don't bring me away from the fact that we took the Yerusha away from one family and gave it to another family. That's the famous Halacha, Bezdin, Hefke, Bezdin, Hefke, Bezdin, Hefke. Hefke, Bezdin, Hefke, the Omer of Yitzchak, Minayin, She, Hefke, Bezdin, Hefke, how do we talk and know this best? Shenemetz in the Pasik. This is talking by Ezra. Remember, Ezra got very agitated when people didn't come off in the time to say that the Midrash. And we had a few days ago that he took away the Maser from the Leviim and he gave it to the Aniim and to the Kehanim, because he said, you guys are bad that you didn't come up in the times of the second base HaMikdash. So it says in the Pusik, Kol Asher Layov L'Shloishes Hayomim, I give you a 3-day deadline. You better come within the next 3 days. Whoever doesn't kashla yavoi, yachram kol rechushay, all of his rechush is going to become chayim. It'll all be hefker. It'll all be forfeited.
It just says that he did it like that. But what was his source? Doesn't say.
Oh, sorry, he got through
a condition. Had to be a Tosha Balpeh thing.
Okay, so fine.
I'm just saying.
He's going to be separated from the rest of Kul because he's a bad guy. He loses all his money. And he's basically b'chayim. Who you bought? So we see Bezdin has such a koyach. Reb Luzer Mehocher, Reb Luzer says, "Chanocharai, don't have to wait for Ezra. I can bring a rai from Yeshia. What is the Yeshia? Eila Nachlis Hashenochlo, El Luzer Akav Yeshia Benim V'Roshei Ha'Ovois Lematois Bnei Yisrael." What's bothering you more is it could have said V'Roshei Hamatois Bnei Yisrael. What's the Roshei Ovois Hamatois? V'Chima Inyan Roshim Eitzel Ovois Eloi Melach Ma'Ovois Matchil Benim. Just like fathers leave a nachla to their children, kol mashir to whatever they want, to whatever their nechosim are. Afroshim manchil mesom kol mashir to the roshim, meaning the roshim eda, they can also make a decision. A bezin can decide who will get the yerusha, who will not get the yerusha. So we see there's a koyach of hefke bezin hefke. The Oruch Laner asks, what do I need the second pasuk for? Well, the first pasuk by Ezra is already a good pasuk. What's the Gemara asks very often, my v'oimer, what do I need a second pasuk for?
You divide the tra.
Says Aruch Laner, because from the first pasuk he just says, Yochar Mekol Rechushai. He loses all of his rechush, but it doesn't say that we allocate it and transfer it to somebody else. You forfeited it. Everybody else can go and now take from it. But that's all they said. It's forfeited.
Like,
exactly. Reb Luzuk Mechmer, that the Yerushia Matis have the right to go and take it and be manchel to somebody else. That's already one step further. That's what we have to say. So it's Shaina Urlachmer. Zayik. Anyway, another 4 lines of Boise, don't get too nervous, we'll be finished before Mincha. The question is, we spoke about Yerusha until now. So he said, Yerusha doesn't nishka kasha, how can there be oikidov min ha-toyra? Hefke bezen hefke. But I have two other halachas in the Braiset. After Yerusha it says, Umetamala. If you're telling that min ha-Torah, this is not his wife, a kohen is not allowed to go and be metama to any girl in the street that never passed away. It's not his wife. It's not related. How can he metamala? You're being oiker adov min ha-Torah. So to Rav Chisda, hope to Hashem do a raya that the chum have a right to be oiker the isur of kohen being metama. Umetamala. Metamala bal. Bishim deha. So I'll tell you why. Bishim dehavila mes mitzvah. The reason why he can metama to her because she's a mes mitzvah. Frey Timura, do you know what the definition of mes mitzvah is? Well, we have a mes mitzvah, Tanya. Ezo mes mitzvah. What means a mes mitzvah? Kosha ein loy koivrin, a person that nobody cares to go and bury him. How do I know if anybody cares or not? Koirei v'achirim oinen oisoy ein zem mes mitzvah. If somebody died in the street and someone calls out, hey, anybody here from the Chevra Kedisha is willing to go and bury, and a whole bunch of people come over. Shemishka Mesmitza, a whole bunch of people. However, what happens if you call and you call and you call, and nobody comes in another 5 minutes, and another hour, and 2 hours, and nobody's coming? It's a shine, a Mesmitza. Over here, this is Mishka Mesmitza, the person that he was married to her, and she died, so presumably a whole bunch of people will be Mesasik in the mess. Why is it a Mesmitza?
She has a brother, and a mother.
Exactly.
They're the ones who...
they were the ones that were Kaddish in the first place. So Timura, now the Gemara goes into you. Human psyche and tells you the psychology of a person. Since we took the Yerusha away from the brothers and from the father, and what did we do? We said it goes to the husband. Now the husband says, hey, your sister, your daughter just passed away. Come and bury her. Who's going to go and pay for the burial plot and the burial? I don't know. Why are you asking me? You happen to be mishpacha. You got the money. You go and take it. I don't want to. It's not my headache. It's your headache. Ah, so what happens? So then the family is not going to want to go on Yashin because they have no money. The money that she had goes to the husband. You do it. Therefore, since he Yashin, it's a package deal. He also goes. He can be metama and will arrange for the funeral and for the ganze levay. But we have a third halacha. If the kedushin is not a kedushin min ha-Torah, how can you go and give a, you go to a girl in the middle of the street here? You can eat truma. I tell you, you can eat truma. I'm a rabbi. I tell you, you can eat truma. How can you do that? It's a chiddush of Torah. It's a chazar. Everyone with truma, the rabbanon. Avad, the truma, the rice, the taka. They couldn't. But the rabbanon can go and say, you can eat truma, the rabbanon.